Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Annabelle, Charlie, Liv and Jasper with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, the Jungle Giants are back, baby. In celebration of their fifth studio album, Experiencing Feelings of Joy, the Maganjin-based rock band are bringing their energetic and danceable tunes to the bright side this evening. After joining our very own Femme Fatale on Monday, Brisbane seems to be buzzing with excitement for the party after the release of their album on Friday. There will be a slew of hungry local acts to bite into, as well as a super secret live act, so get along and enjoy some live and local music.
Huge moment for fans of mowing the lawn, as the All-Australian Mower Racing Championship was held in Yamba, north of Rockhampton, last past weekend. Racers come from across Australia and New Zealand, bringing their heavily modified ride-on mowers to race around a dirt track at speeds of up to 60 kilometres an hour. The racers include all ages, with the youngest even unable to hold a driver's licence. Emily Butcher, an 11-year-old racer from Townsville, said she installed a motorbike engine into her mower and, quote, "Once you start revving it, it goes really fast." The event was a huge success, considered one of the largest in its history.
In national news, the two members of the Australian National University Council in Canberra have quit following the resignation of the Chancellor Julie Bishop on the 7th of May. Former Chief Justice of Western Australia Wayne Martin and Indigenous leader Tanya Hosh resigned. Criticising the Tertiary Education Quality and Standards Agency for overreaching by intervening in the recruitment process for the next chancellor. In his resignation letter, Martin accused TEXA of taking complete control of the governing body through, quote, coercive and unlawful threats. A TEXA spokesperson on Friday said they, quote, set out arrangements for a rigorous process to recruit the next chancellor of the ANU.
We've had some carrot carnage yesterday in Tasmania, where thousands of the orange veggie caused a traffic hazard on the Vase Highway. Police believe a truck carrying bundles of the produce, quote, lost some of its load, but they have not yet identified the vehicle or its driver. No injuries occurred, but this is not the first time carrots have caused road distress in the area. Last year, another spill delayed traffic at a roundabout in Latrobe, around 13 kilometres away from the latest incident.
Keeping our final international headline of the day short and sweet, happy birthday Sabrina Carpenter. The multi-Grammy award-winning international pop sensation turns 27 today, so please, please, please wish her a happy birthday. Brisbane weather for the rest of today might not be in your good graces, with cloudy conditions continuing. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. Bad for business if you run a water park. No tornado warnings, thankfully, only wind gusts of up to 35 k's an hour. Feels like hot espresso weather to me, I think. Sayonara, adios, goodbye. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.